Thank you, Madam Moderator. I speak today on behalf of the International Decade for the People of African Descent, Assembly Guyana. We call for the second decade as necessary for our survival in Guyana. Funding is critical and should come directly from the UN and its agencies. Organizations working towards fulfilling the goals of the decade should not be subject to the whims and fancies of governments who only pay lip service to its goals. The current government of Guyana never articulated a plan or instituted any policy, nor did it promote any dedicated program for the decade. As evidence of the government's disregard for the decade, it has arbitrarily and vindictively suspended funding for IPADGI, a community-based institution focused on the goals of the decade. It instead offered cash grants to some IPADGI member organizations, sidestepping the overarching transformative purpose of the decade while mimicking the colonial divide and rule strategy. Instead of pursuing the goals of the decade, the government of Guyana has chosen to preside over the increased oppression and marginalization of African Guyanese through extrajudicial killings, bulldozing and demolition of homes and businesses, displacement of African Guyanese from their communities, and land grabs and other atrocities. In lieu of the preservation and teaching of our history and culture, we have witnessed their suppression and the imposition of a demoralizing, contrived narrative, such as the road Guyana has traversed, submitted by the government in response to UN special communications on the marginalization of African Guyanese. Instead of economic development, we have seen poverty wages for the majority of African descendant public service, refusal to negotiate with their unions, discrimination in contracting. Most African Guyanese are experiencing rising poverty in Guyana's booming oil economy. In this new decade, people of African descent must be protected by declaration on the promotion, protection, and full respect of the human rights of people of African descent. For example, the persistent and continuing sexual abuse and harassment of African Guyanese women by high-ranking male ministers of government in their official capacities in parliament must cease. The protective mantle of the second decade is urgently needed to save the African Guyanese community.